You ask for it, I always deliver. Welcome to the Real Housewives of Melbourne exclusive podcast. What you're going to find is this podcast is exactly like my Twitter page. So we're going to be breaking down juicy exclusives, production insight, and just recapping the show. I have a lot of opinions and I'm going to speak my mind. So sit back, grab your wine and relax. We're going to get straight into it. Oh boy. Episode 3 was an emotional one. Between the revelation about Gamble's father, Jackie's pregnancy announcement, and Simone revealing she's got a broken heart, this episode really showed a lot of emotional vulnerability. But as usual, those funny, hilarious, dramatic moments. I just want to give a huge shout out to all of you. Thank you so much for your support. It has honestly meant the world. We are now at over 300 followers on Twitter. I started this with a great passion for this show, and you guys and the Housewives community have been so welcoming and so open and honest. Yes, we may not agree at times, but I think we all respect each other enough to respect our differences of opinion and enjoy the show. So without further ado, the recap for episode 3. And it all started off with Gamble meeting Angelique.
I can't imagine what I could have said that would mislead someone to believe that I would need help ganging up on somebody. Like, seriously? Angelique doesn't know me very well if she thinks I need company to gang up on somebody. I'm wondering what I said that made you think that I wanted to gang up on her.
It was something that was said after we did that podcast way back when.
I very much doubt if I started poking fun at Kyla that Angelique would have sat on the sidelines. It's very easy to poke fun at somebody who's called himself the Great Dane. The Great Dane. What is it again? The Lady of Grape.
I was actually really worried that this was going to go tits up because the way that they were acting at this champagne masterclass, you guys saw it, it was so heated. So I was literally expecting them to sit down at the table and yell at each other. But it was a welcome surprise. We actually got a productive conversation. Gamble is sticking by her guns, claiming she hasn't said anything. Angelique alleges that she has. Look, I think Gamble, if she did say anything, it's always in jest. We know Gamble's personality. I think Angelique hasn't been around Gamble long enough to kind of grasp the type of person that she is. The conversation really pivoted. Gamble obviously sharing the story about how her and her sister found their father dead in their house, I think brought both Gamble and Angelique closer together in that moment.
When my father died, my sister walked into the house before me. We were walking up the garden path and I remember every detail like it was yesterday. And
sweetheart, that was a rough age for it to happen for you.
No. We knew he was dying. So I was able to prepare because I didn't want my father to see the fear in my eyes. And so I prepared.
It could have easily ended with a, okay, well, that was a stupid fight. I'm sorry. But it went into territory that neither of us foresaw. And that's something that changes a relationship fundamentally.
This was just more of the side that everybody sees behind the scenes that I think needed to come out on camera, because behind the quirkiness, behind the jokes, the wacky, you know, the moments playing up for camera, there is a real beautiful woman. What really made me want to gouge my eyes out with a fork was Angelique's revelation that she too was a singer.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Angelique sings now. Oh, got a bit of resin in that voice.
I did Handel's Messiah with my school and a bunch of others at the Albert Hall in London. It was a concert that we put on for the Queen of England. My international TV career just took off and there wasn't time for anything else, but I always really, really missed it.
So I think what's happened is that she has a hobby hat, and in this hobby hat is a list of hobbies, and she goes into the hobby hat and goes, ding, and pulls out a hobby and goes, I'm a singer. Tomorrow, she could be a shoe shiner. Who the fuck knows? The world is her oyster.
Oh, I think I can learn a lot from Gamble when it comes to music because she's been doing it for decades longer than I have.
Oh, my God, if you're a singer, that's okay, but just share it with yourself. I'm not going to build your career. It's hard enough building my own, and I can't sing either. shall we eat? Let's.
The next part of the episode that really stood out to me was Kyla meeting up with her partner to discuss their relationship.
So this is the issue, right? So you and I spend 24 hours a day together. We go to work together. We're in the same office together. I mean, we come home together.
Yeah.
So what do we do? What's the solution? Do you not work with us? Do we have separate offices?
Yeah, it's crossed my mind a lot. Perhaps I do leave the business and, you know, I sort of divorce business rather than, you know, breaking up with you. I'd rather salvage what we have rather than give to the business.
Now, I actually feel sorry for them. Like, as much as I have my opinions about Kyla, I don't think that an uncomfortable relationship, especially involving a child, should happen. It's just so sad. But I hope as the show progresses, we see them, you know, develop and fix their relationship. And who knows, if she was to come back for season 6, maybe there'd be a wedding.
So today we're all heading to Angelie's new home for her housewarming party, and I hope by this point we have Gamble and herself in a better place.
Hey! I brought the rakia.
Oh my.
The pool party started off with a really fun vibe. You could see everybody was really, you know, keen to be there.
I would love to hear you have a bit of a singing contest, maybe a note-off.
I thought it would be a nice idea to get Angelie and Gamble to have a little sing-off, a note-off.
Now, I'm quite offended, actually. I'm quite a good singer myself, and I wasn't invited to take part in the singing competition. Nobody asked for it, but I'm gonna put in my entry. So I'm gonna get a little track, and we're gonna try. Right, ready? I've gotta warm up my voice. Oh, fuck. I don't know what that was. Whoops. Sorry. If I had to pick out of the two who was the better singer, my vote is for Gamble. Gamble is a genuine singer. Gamble has a genuine talent, and she doesn't just pull things out of a hobby hat. So congratulations, Gamble. Oh my God, you're not a fake. And of course, the Champagne Sham had to correct that beautiful waiter.
When you serve the champagne, can you twist the label to face up out of respect for the winemaker?
Kyla corrected the waiter on his champagne pouring technique.
So when you serve it, so turn it around the way you would, but that's it.
Classic Kyla.
It's just like, come on, take a break. You're not doing a masterclass style, you're attending a housewarming. Like, huh? Unless you while hosting the housewarming, I don't think you should correct somebody like that. But I get it's your livelihood. It's just a bit fucking wanky. But that's just me. We have that beautiful moment where Jackie revealed to the ladies that she was pregnant with twins.
Why am I asked to open the box? So what the fuck is going on here? And why has Angelie got one? Is it because we were fighting? What the fuck is in the box?
She was filled with so much love and excitement, and so were the women. It was genuine. It wasn't as if they were all sitting there going, oh, yay. Cameras go down, they're like, I don't give a shit about this bitch. They were genuinely happy. I think Janet and Gamble especially.
Oh, darling, I love you so much.
Do you know how relieved I am that the news is finally out that I'm pregnant? I don't have to hide it anymore. When else do you get to hang your guts out?
Thank God. I was scared for her.
they've been through this with Jackie. You know, they've seen her journey. They're the closest ones to her on this cast. So for this to come to fruition and for them to witness that, I think was a really emotional experience for them as well. And now literally they're going to be aunties. It's so cool.
I would love to celebrate a baby moon in tropical far north Queensland.
Got to call this one out. At the time of production, obviously, travel wasn't something that was allowed internationally, nor was it really allowed interstate. But through the Queensland government's production initiative, the show gained permission to be able to film in Port Douglas. So was it really for Jackie's baby moon? Probably not. It was more for supporting the industry and giving the ladies an opportunity to actually go somewhere for a trip. Because I feel like if there wasn't a cast trip, it wouldn't really be a normal season of Housewives. But it all goes to shit. Now it's time for the juicy exclusive, okay? I put off the podcast till later this week for this reason. Now, you may have seen Janet hinting that Gina would like to come back to the show. I can in fact confirm that that is true. Gina may be coming back, guys, for season 6. I know I said last episode that we needed to move on, but would it be interesting to have Gina back? Absolutely. But here's my concern. The show for the past 4 seasons has been really Gina-centric. I'm worried that when they come to an agreement, it could potentially turn back into the Gina show and she'd get up, there'd be arguments, she claimed she was being bullied and then go get fucked. You know, that kind of stuff that we saw, especially in season 4. She kind of had just done, she was done at that point. So that's my only concern about her coming back. Do I think it'll probably help the ratings for all you hardcore fans? Absolutely. It's not that I don't like Gina. I just, you know, I'm trying my best to support this new era of Housewives. And I understand the level of popularity that Gina has and the incredible contribution that she brought to the show. So stay tuned on that one. It's really exciting. Hearing that this is, you know, confirmed that she is interested, is a good sign. But that is it for me this week, guys. Thank you again for tuning into the Real Housewives of Melbourne exclusive podcast. We'll see you next week.